Unit 1. You've got a friend. Page 11.
Friend or enemy? Do you have a friend who isn't good for you? Maybe your friend is really a frenemy. Someone who pretends to be a friend, but is really an enemy. Here are some common types of frenemies that you might recognize. Remember, no one is perfect. Most of us have a bit of frenemy in us once in a while. But when a friend repeats this behavior, you should be careful. Part 1. The gossip. Gossips discover your secrets and share them with the world. They seem to be caring, so you feel safe telling them your secrets. Be careful. They'll only keep your secret until you walk away, and then they'll gossip about you to everyone. The demon. The demon encourages you to do things you know you shouldn't do. He or she will tell you it's okay to spend a lot of money, eat too much junk food, or skip school. Demons are the friends who push you to go to the mall or to the movies when you have a lot of homework. You may have a lot of fun when you spend time with them, but watch out! This frenemy can be bad for your health, your grades, and your reputation. The user. Users always know how to find you when they need your help. But when you need help, they disappear. They borrow things and usually forget to return them. This frenemy has a wallet which is always empty, so others always pay. Users will take advantage of anyone who lets them. Part 2. The competitor. There are times when a little bit of competition between friends is healthy. However, a friendship is not a competition. Competitors always have to do everything better than you do, and want you to know it. When you get 98 on a quiz, they tell you they got 100. When you finally get the new bike that you wanted, they show you that they have a better one. Competitors can make you lose confidence in yourself and feel depressed. The promise breaker. Promise breakers never do what they say they'll do. You wait at the place where you agreed to meet, but they never come. They offer to bring the music to a party, but they forget it at home. They cause a lot of disappointment because they rarely do what they are supposed to do. You can't depend on them. The star. Stars always have to be the center of attention. They happily talk about themselves for hours, but when you tell them about your difficult day at school, they don't listen. They are busy reading their text messages. Don't expect a star to be your best friend. Stars are people whose best friends are themselves.